Chapter 37. It was a sight. Nath dragged the dragon backwards. It screeched like an angry kitten. Bezog kept his distance, staff ready, breathing heavily. His emotions conflicted with relief and terror.
He lives?
Ben caught his glance. The rangy warrior poked his sword at the dragon's head.
Stay back, Ben!
Nath bellowed out.
I'll handle this!
The dragon shook and shuddered, snorted and roared. Nath held its tail fast in his bulging black-scaled arms. His eyes flickered with golden fire. Savagely, the dragon beat its wings. Its serpentine body lifted from the ground.
No, you don't!
Nath said with anger. He released the dragon's tail, made a great leap into its neck, and punched it in the head. The dragon flopped onto the ground. Bezog gasped. The powerful beast was over twice the size of Nath, and down it went. It coiled up like a serpent and crawled back away from its aggressor. Nath charged straight at it. Like a snake, it struck, jaws wide, then snapping shut. Nath slapped at it. Bezog felt the blow where he stood. The grayscaler recoiled and whined. Its neck rolled from side to side, and it shuffled off the road's edge. Nath walked right at it.
You know what happened to your great brother now, don't you?
Its tongue flickered in and out of its mouth with a hiss, making Bezog want to slap the evil thing. Nath beckoned with his claws and said,
Come, let's finish this, wicked serpent.
Its serpent eyes were full of hate, but there was something else behind its fires. Respect. It backed farther from Nath and beat its wings. Up it went. Nath turned back to face his friends.
I'm glad to see everyone is all right.
The dragon dropped from the sky.
Dragon!
Ben yelled.
Look out!
Nath leaped out of the way a split second before it crashed to the ground. He was on his feet in an instant. His hair a red streak behind him. The dragon struck. Nath leaped over its head and locked his arms around its neck. The grayscaler writhed like a scaly worm. Its wings flapped with anger. It bucked like a maddened bull. Nath held on, squeezing its great neck until its tongue jutted from its mouth. Its body sagged, and it died. Nath tossed his head back and huffed for breath. His body trembled. Ben approached and said,
You killed it.
Bezog didn't know if Ben was shocked that the feat was accomplished or horrified that Nath had actually killed a dragon. He himself was already bewildered that Nath had survived a battle with the full-sized grayscaler. Nath sagged toward the ground. But Ben caught him up.
You all right?
Ben said, handing Nath his canteen. Nath drank.
I'm fine.
He straightened himself upright, clutched his side, and said with worry,
Where's Brenwar?
Bezog pointed where he had seen him land.
I'd like to assume he's mostly all right. He took quite a fall.
Nath nodded, and took a long look at all the dead dragons on the muddy road, and the soldiers, too.
It's sad that it's come to this.
He slapped Ben's shoulder.
Looks like you all fought well.
It's us or them now, Nath,
Bezog said.
Not much of a choice now, so I'm assuming we should get moving, that more are coming.
No,
Nath said, walking back down the road and picking up Brenwar's chest.
I took care of that.
He heaved it onto his shoulder.
And we have our horses back. So to the Crystal Cities it is, then.
Bezog caught movement in the corner of his eye. Brenwar marched through the grasses with Warhammer on his shoulder. His mouth twitched when he saw Nath, and his brows buckled.
What happened?
The dwarf said.
I'll tell you later,
said Nath, walking on ahead.
Where'd all the blood on you come from?
Said Brenwar.
It's not that dragon's.
Nath didn't break his stride.
The bad guys!